It is a joy to be celebrating the Feast of Tabernacles with you all. This is my family's first time at the feast at this location, so some of you who are seasoned will have to look for us afterwards and tell us what we haven't done yet and what we need to do. But these messages have been on point, and we are all getting the spiritual food that we need to. My family and I are from Lubbock. I'm attending with my wife and four boys, and I'm also here with my parents and my sister and her family. And I appreciate the service here of webcasting this out, because now I get to celebrate this with some of the people back at the congregation at home that couldn't make it. So it's a wonderful service that we have here to broadcast this. So hope is the topic that I would like to focus on in this sermonette message. And I'll get my watch out here so I make sure I don't go over to make Mr. Preston happy and the boys, because they're hoping we get out of here on time. Brethren, this Feast of Tabernacles gives us ample opportunity to share our hope. The message of hope is found within the Psalms of Ascent. The Psalms of Ascent are psalms that the Hebrews would read leading up to the Feast of Tabernacles and other annual feasts. And they're psalms that I know some of you in the congregation here like to read in preparation for the Feast of Tabernacles also. And they mentally prepare us for these days. So the Psalms of Ascent can be found in Psalms 120 to Psalms 135. And found within those psalms are some messages of hope. You don't have to turn there, but just listen to some of the messages of hope found there. Psalms 130, verse 5. I wait for the Lord, my soul waits, and in his word I do hope. O Israel, hope in the Lord, for in the Lord there is mercy, and with him is abundant redemption. O Israel, hope in the Lord, from this time forth and forever. That's Psalms 131, verse 3. When we celebrate this festival together, we're renewing that hope, brethren. Hasn't our hope already been strengthened in God and his plan of salvation while being here? We've heard wonderful special music on this topic, and we've heard this addressed in messages already that have been delivered up here. Brethren, we actually have a commission to share this hope with others. I want to turn to that passage and look at that at 1 Peter 3, verse 15. It's my hope by the end of this message that all of us will be emboldened to share this hope that we have within us. So the title of my message today is Share Your Hope With All. Share Your Hope With All. Will everyone please turn to 1 Peter 3? We'll start in verse 13. 1 Peter 3, verse 13, and we'll read through verse 17. And starting in verse 13. And who is he who will harm you if you become followers of what is good? But even if you should suffer for righteousness' sake, you are blessed. And do not be afraid of their threats, nor be troubled. But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and always be ready to give a defense to everyone who asks you a reason for the hope that is in you, with meekness and fear, having a good conscience, that when they defame you as evildoers, those who revile your good conduct in Christ may be ashamed. For it is better, if it is the will of God, to suffer for doing good than doing evil. I want to point out something in this passage. In verse 13 and 14, we see that we are not to fear men who may make us suffer for righteousness' sake. And notice in verse 17, it says that it is better to suffer for doing good than to do evil. We all know this, and I'm sure some that have come here probably suffered for righteousness' sake attending this festival with everyone here. But for the focus of this message, I want to point out the commission that we all have in verse 15 of this chapter. Notice verse 15. We have a command here to give a defense of the hope that is within us. The New Living Translation puts it this way, verse 15. Instead, you must worship Christ as Lord of your life. And if someone asks about your Christian hope, always be ready to explain it. Brethren, the Feast of Tabernacles gives us an opportunity to explain that hope that is within us. When moments are appropriate and they come into your life, do we always share the hope in ways that we should? I know that I have done this in the past. Sometimes I've been good at this, and sometimes I have not been good at this. But we all have an opportunity with this festival to share the hope of Jesus Christ and the plan of salvation that is pictured in this festival. In my experience, more people end up asking me individually about the Feast of Tabernacles than any other feast or holy day besides the Sabbath. It's noticeable. We've all left our homes. We congregate together. People think we're going on a vacation, but we're wearing church clothes every day. So we stick out. It gives us an opportunity to share the hope. Please do not be embarrassed about sharing the hope that's within us, illustrated by this Feast of Tabernacles. It's something that we can all actively do right now. And in fact, even those who are staying at home can share the hope of the Feast of Tabernacles with those in their community at home. I want to turn to a passage that demonstrates how Jesus Christ shared a hope in time of ultimate suffering. Will everyone please turn to Luke 23 and verse 42 with me? Luke 23 and verse 42. You can't find any more extreme suffering for righteousness' sake than this. This is where Jesus Christ was on the cross being crucified next to two condemned criminals. Luke 23, and we'll read verses 42 and 43. Then he, that is the criminal that believed in Jesus, said, "Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And Jesus said to him, "Assuredly, I say to you today, you will be with me in paradise." I want to point out in the scripture that Jesus and the criminal only had moments left to live. And when the criminal only had moments left to live, Jesus decided to discuss paradise with him, the hope of paradise. That's what we're celebrating here, brethren, this hope of paradise. Jesus could have hit on a multitude of other topics, but he chose paradise. This world is in sore need of hope. Between COVID-19, world governments crumbling, natural disasters occurring, people being displaced, we must share the hope that is within us with those who are in the world. Sharing this hope is not only a practice we should be doing right now, but I submit it as a skill that we will need in the fulfillment of these days. We've already hit on that Zechariah 14 and verse 18 mentions that the nation of Egypt may not initially come to celebrate the Feast of Tabernacles at the beginning of the fulfillment of these days. But later on, there's a prophecy. We find a point in the future when Egypt is considered a blessing to God. So there is hope for these people that do not know God's way when they initially enter the kingdom in the millennium. Let's look at that right quick. Will everyone please turn to Isaiah 19? Isaiah 19, and we'll start in verse 23. Isaiah 19 and verse 23. And we'll read through verse 25 here. "In that day there will be a highway from Egypt to Assyria, and the Assyrian will come into Egypt, and the Egyptian will come into Assyria, and the Egyptians will serve with the Assyrians. In that day, Israel will be one of three with Egypt and Assyria, a blessing in the midst of the land, whom the Lord of hosts shall bless, saying, 'Blessed is Egypt, my people, and Assyria, the work of my hands, and Israel, my inheritance.'" We read here, eventually, that Egypt does turn around, and they become a blessing to the Lord. We see that the Lord calls Egypt his people. This is the hope of Egypt. This is the hope that we can share with people in the world, brethren. Egypt, who was analogous to sin and the way of sin throughout much of the Bible, will come to worship the Lord. They will get to this point through correction. Isaiah 19 and Zechariah 14 indicate that. But I also submit that these nations will get to this point by people like you and me sharing the hope that is within us. We need to develop this skill. We must share the hope of God's soon coming kingdom, as 1 Peter 3 indicates. And I encourage us all to share now so that we can be prepared to do it in the fulfillment of these days. So the question arises, do you have people in your life who you aren't sharing this hope with? Are there people perhaps that have a different value system than you, that dress or look different than you, that think differently from you? Maybe people in another generation from you. Do you not share the hope? Well, I would encourage us all not to write anybody off. Share the hope with all. Prayerfully go to God about opportunities to share this godly hope that we have within us. Remember, all people will have their moment to come and worship God. So let's share that hope now, brethren. Let's share it by our words and our actions. If you aren't in the habit of sharing your hope, I encourage you to start small. Share that hope with us here in the room. We all enjoy hearing stories of the hope that is within each of us. It gives us encouragement here. Then try to share that hope with friends in the community. But don't stop there. Even challenge yourself to share the godly hope within you to those that are different from you, or perhaps even in an adversarial role from you. I would like to conclude this message by reading 1 Corinthians 13, verses 12 and 13. You don't have to turn there. You can just listen, but if you want to jot in your note, 1 Corinthians 13, verse 12 and 13. For now, we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then I shall know, just as I also am known. And now abide faith, hope, and love. These three, but the greatest of these is love. Brethren, let that hope abide in you. Have a blessed Feast of Tabernacles.